This is TWiT.
So the ACLU, of course, is an organization that is sort of constantly trying to help with issues of police brutality and all sorts of, of inequality issues, frankly.
That's why I donate to them every darn month. I think they're doing really important work. They used to have an app called Code Blue or something, but they've got a new one now. They've replaced it.
It's called Mobile Justice, and it's a. What's interesting is that it's a regional app. So there's an ACLU website that we'll include in the show notes, and going to that page will let you. You go in and you find your state, and then you download the version of the Mobile Justice app.
I have the California one here, and so the idea of this is that. And the reason this is why it's regional, by the way, it uploads your video to servers run by your local ACLU. So here it's saying choose the closest affiliate, Southern California, Northern California, or San Diego and Imperial County. So it's actually choosing where it will upload to. And this is to report an incident or to if you're witnessing incidents. Have you ever used this?
No, I've never used this.
Yeah. So I love it that they encourage you to do it sideways. So then you're recording and then you click to stop and the test is successful. And so this uploads it immediately to the ACLU, in your region. So I think that's kind of cool. This would be if you were witnessing, an incident to the ACLU, They will even go through a questionnaire, location, personnel involved, the officers, if that information is available, other information. Or if you're witnessing a nearby incident, you can also do this. It also has alerts that will alert you if something's going on in your area. Another reason why you might want to use the local one. Yeah, I think this is a really nice idea. From the ACLU and something probably you should put on your phone. You never know, right?
I agree. Yeah. I mean, just to have this and the, like you said, there's an option that lets you broadcast your location. So you can alert others where you are when it's triggered within the app. So along with recording and they make it, it's immediate, you know, once you hit that record button, it starts to record, and then you kind of can stop it afterward. I did a test earlier just to see how this worked. And then you can witness nearby incidents so that, you know, you say, hey, I actually was in this area. I am a witness of these incidents that took place nearby. So it kind of, from a legal standpoint, tries to fill in some of those blanks to make sure that you can be that witness or do that, provide that data if it is ever needed. I think it's akin to contact tracing in the sense that it uses that information to sort of try to bring together an overall picture of something. I like that idea that multiple people using this app together provide for a better bit of information than just a single person.
We saw that with the George Floyd incident because there was the initial camera angle where you could see Officer Chauvin with his knee on Floyd's neck, but you couldn't really see what the other officers were doing. The second angle showed you what all four officers were doing. And it's those multiple angles that make it more and more difficult to defend, right? It gives you more information. So I think this is a extremely useful tool in helping find justice, and it's completely legal for you to do this. It is sometimes the case that you'll be asked to stop recording, or you'll be instructed to stop recording, or they'll even take your phone from you. But that is illegal on their part, and let's hope there's other people making a film of that. And you know, so many recent incidents—the incidents of Amy Cooper harassing the African American bird watcher in Central Park—he videoed it, and it's because of that we know exactly what happened. We know that he was peaceful, calm, appropriate, and that she was out of control and inappropriate. And it's such a valuable tool because you can say what happened, But video tells all. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the negatives. It's very hard, I think, these days growing up, being a high school student, because everything you do, it can be shared on social media.
Yeah, there's no getting away
from
it.
There's some real negatives about that. But in this case, I think it's a real positive. I know there are people who don't like that idea, but the camera doesn't lie.